People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
At the top of the congressional agenda is passing an economic stimulus package. Substantial investment in affordable housing production constitutes economic stimulus that would provide not only housing, but jobs. In California alone, there are more than 32,000 shovel-ready affordable housing developments that could begin construction this year. If approved, these projects would lead to the creation of an estimated 37,000 badly needed jobs. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and on today's episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast, I'm pleased to welcome Matt Schwartz, president of the California Housing Partnership Corporation. Matt assists local government and nonprofit organizations like Eden Housing with the preservation and creation of affordable housing through policy advocacy, technical assistance, training, and financial consulting. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Joanne.
I understand that the House is going to be voting on the economic recovery bill sometime before the end of this month. What do we know at this point about possible funding for affordable housing projects and what has yet to be determined?
Well, the good news is that much of what affordable housing advocates from California and elsewhere have asked for has gotten into the companion bills the House introduced late last week. And principally, there is a fix for the current year's problems with the low-income housing tax credit programs that have been that's been inserted into the tax bill that would allow state agencies to exchange up to 40% of unusable credits, given the market issues right now, for cash grants or loans that can then be passed on to developers who are otherwise stuck without an ability to sell these credits at right now. The companion funding pieces in the appropriations bill, the stimulus bill, include several pieces that are important to our community. One is $2.5 billion for the greening and revitalizing privately owned but federally assisted housing, including housing with Section 8 contracts and also Section 202 and 811 subsidies. So that's very positive. There's also another $1.5 billion that's been included for greening housing through the HOME program more generally. Unfortunately, what's currently missing from the program is the $5 billion that all of us asked for in gap financing to help the 4% tax credit developments that will not be eligible for this exchange program, this low-income housing tax credit exchange that I just described. And for that reason, advocates need to continue pushing Congress to add the $5 billion of gap financing so that we can free some of these 32,000 apartments, most of which are tax credit funded, and get them under construction and have the jobs going that come with them.
So is it a matter of adding an additional $5 billion, or is it more reallocating?
It's adding, and that's, I think, critical. Because if we get into a game of asking Congress to reallocate some of the other $16 billion of affordable housing investments, we're going to be ending up pitting ourselves against other allies in the field, and everyone will lose in that game, and we will not be successful. So we don't want to ask to have them reprogram the $5 billion of public housing capital funds, which are essential to rebuild our public housing, nor any of the other funds that have been allocated, including $1.5 billion for emergency shelter grants. We need Congress to recognize that the exchange program that is in the tax bill only helps the 9% tax credit projects and leaves out more than 60% of total tax credit developments, which rely on the 4% program.
Matt, how does all of this impact the National Housing Trust Fund?
Well, the trust fund, as we remember, was created by Congress in late July of 2008, and unfortunately, the major funding mechanism was intended to be new business volume through Freddie and Fannie Mae's operations. But the new controller of both those agencies suspended that, which is in his power, and that's James Lockhart. And as a result, there is no money currently in the National Housing Trust Fund. advocates, including the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, have pressured Congress to take $10 billion of this giant stimulus package and put it into the trust fund as a way of seeding that fund and getting funding moving that could create jobs. But there's been a lot of pushback from Congress, which has raised the objections that the program doesn't yet have regulations or rules, that it would take a long time for Congress to actually get these funds through this program and out into developers' hands. So there's some debate about whether this program can actually function as stimulus, and as a result, it was left out of the initial package that was introduced late last week.
Assuming that there will be an allocation of new federal dollars in this package, how do those dollars filter down to the state and local level?
Well, it depends a little bit on which device Congress chooses to make the funds available. There are two requests that are possible, or two vehicles. One would be the HOME program, which is an existing program that could be modified so that funds were allocated to state agencies on a per capita basis, much the way the tax credit is. And then state tax credit allocating agencies would in turn allocate these new special state home funds to be used in a way similar to tax credits. People have pointed out, though, that although it's an existing program, there are federal regulations that require some extra time to deal with, such as environmental clearance and subsidy layering. So there are pluses and minuses to that proposal. Advocates who've been working with Barney Frank's office, including us, have also heard of another proposal where the funds would come directly from the Treasury, not as part of any existing program, but go direct to tax credit allocating agencies, which would be able to use them as they would tax credits, except they would be cash. So this would be an additional cash subsidy program that would be on top of the exchange program. And I think people are, while somewhat hesitant about embracing a brand new mechanism like this, are leaning in this direction, that this would be the best way to go if Congress is ready to allocate another $5 billion.
Anything to eliminate some of that red tape, I would think, too.
Yes, I think we're all ready to get rid of some of the red tape, and if it can work this way, we'd be in support.
Matt, is there any moratorium on foreclosures built into this package?
I actually haven't seen the language that would put a moratorium on foreclosures in this particular bill, but I know that there is a consensus on a 90-day moratorium that I believe is going to go into effect soon, whether it's part of this bill or not.
So you're hopeful that the Obama administration will look favorably on affordable housing generally?
I think there's no question by the choice they've made of who they want as their Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Sean Donovan, who, of course, has been New York City's housing commissioner, but prior to that was very effective in the Clinton HUD office, working with many of us out here on preserving many of our existing affordable housing developments. Sean's shown himself to be both a master of detailed regulations, but more importantly, how to think flexibly to put programs to work for saving and creating housing rather than having them become barriers. And he did a very good job of that in New York City, and I think we're all hopeful that with his leadership, as soon as he's confirmed, we'll have a terrific advocate that we can work with.
Finally, how can affordable housing advocates who are listening to this podcast help ensure that housing gets the greatest shot in the arm in the stimulus package? I know that contacting representatives is the key, but which representatives in particular would be best to try to target right now?
Well, right now, the House and the Senate are both marking up stimulus bills that include tax measures as well as direct funding measures. And for California, our two senators are in a position to influence the final form of those packages. So that's Senator Dianne Feinstein and Senator Barbara Boxer. Each of them has a very competent, highly motivated staff in Washington that works on housing issues. For Dianne Feinstein, that's Olivia Rodriguez. And for Barbara Boxer, it's Jeff Merkowitz. And they would be terrific contacts for people to weigh in about the importance of getting this $5 billion added and keeping the to accompany the exchange program for tax credits. And, of course, Speaker Pelosi's office, while not on any particular committee, has overall influence that is critical. And she also has staff that work on these issues in her D.C. office, and letters to her would be very helpful. So those would be the biggest, the best three contacts I think that people could make at this time.
And timing really is of the essence here.
Absolutely. The committees are expected to finish their markup, both in the House and the Senate, by early the week of January 26th. And then there are going to be some negotiations between the House and the Senate on various differences. And the Speaker has called for a vote on the final package by mid-February. So there's not much time left, and there's a lot of moving parts. But if people can weigh in quickly, then they can make a big difference. We have materials on my organization's website, the California Housing Partnership Corporation's website at chpc.net. And Housing California is also putting together sample letters and contact information on its website at housingca.org.
Excellent. And we will link to the California Housing Partnership Corporation on edenhousing.org, so people will have no excuse for not being able to find this information. Matt Schwartz, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Affordable Housing Podcast.
Thanks very much, Joanne.
Matt Schwartz, once again, president of the California Housing Partnership Corporation. I'm Joanne Green.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.